Welcome back to E-Name Mysteries. I am Alexa.
And I'm Emma. And on today's segment, we will be talking about the lost city of Atlantis.
Most people have heard about the city, but don't overly know much about it. The story of Atlantis dates way back to 428 to 348 BC. The first person to have ever wrote down something about the city was Plato.
Plato says that Atlantis was located of the west of the Pillars of Hercules. It is now known as the Stairs of Gibraltar between Spain and Morocco. The tale came from generations of elders and has been changed many times. Plato said that the city vanished in days.
The city of Atlantis was not founded by explorers' shoulders or empire builders. The city of Atlantis was founded by Poseidon, the god of the sea. Legends say that Poseidon built the city to protect his wife and son. The island was named after Poseidon. Thanks to Poseidon, the people of Atlantis were protected. They were wealthy, comfortable, but also accomplished in war, art, and the government. The land of Atlantis provided people with many natural resources, wood, and a precious metal called orichalcum.
In a book called Atlantis, it says, "And in a terrible day and night storm, Atlantis was swallowed up by the sea and vanished. The ocean that spotted today cannot be navigated or explored, owing to the depth of shallow mud which the island is created as its substance," must scientists score at Plato's story.
The story of Atlantis was then reviewed. The discovery of the New World in 1940s by the Europeans gave new energy to the story of Atlantis. Sir Francis Bacon, an English statesman and scholar, published a novel in 1624 called The New Atlantis. In the book, he, like Plato, described an island, enlightened, peace-loving inhabitant who enjoyed freedom of religion and advanced scientist education. But what if... was this the lost city of Atlantis?
After doing a bit more research on the story, the same Francis Bacon, we will believe that it was more of a tale for a new beginning. Bacon turned the spotlight from the lost continent to the newly discovered one. But the nation of the place where people once lived admired
splendor
and justice still populated.
This still didn't answer any of our questions, whether the city of Atlantis was founded or still lost. While doing more research on the story, we found a guy named Olof Rudbeck. Rudbeck was a professor at Sweden's Uppsala University, but he was far better known for his 3,000-page, 4-volume work, which was published in 1679, that presented the case of Atlantis having been a precursor to Uppsala, his own city.
Rudbeck was matched Plato's description of Atlantis. With the geography of Uppsala, he found evidence of temple and horseback racing track, and he developed the theory that the Swedish language, because it had been spoken in Atlantis, who had lived in the ancient Uppsala, was the human race mother tongue.
Finally, Rudbeck argued that the ancient name for Sweden, Atland, was perhaps the clearest link to Atlantis yet. Rudbeck was roughly criticized for faulty science, but the American historian David King asserts that Rudbeck was a pointer in his history for evidence of Atlantis.
After looking a bit deeper into the lost city of Atlantis, we found another person who had thought that they had found the lost city of Atlantis.
This person's name was Ignatius Donnelly. Donnelly wrote in his book about Atlantis that if people remember and continue to tell the story, that it was proof enough that it once existed. Donnelly's work led to make more explorers to claim that they had found Atlantis. French geographer Ethnine Felix Berlioz said he was located of Atlantis near Atlan's mountain in Morocco. This was the first of several theories that placed Atlantis in Africa in the 13th century BC.
Another French archaeologist, Claude Roux, wrote that Atlantis had been another thriving civilization environment turned to the desert. After doing all the research, we still aren't sure what really happened to the lost city of Atlantis.
We believe that nobody will ever know the truth of the city. Whether it was true or not, everyone is still going to believe a different story, but doing more research on the city gives us more reason to believe that the city of Atlantis was once real.
But this mystery has never been solved. People have come so close to finding clues of the lost city of Atlantis, but have never really found the city itself. After today's segment, what do you think happened to the lost city of Atlantis? Let us know in the comments below.
We will talk to you guys, to all of you guys, tomorrow. Till then, I am Alexa.
And I am Emma, and this is EA Mysteries.